This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has emphatically approved a fresh $40 billion Ukraine aid package that beefs up President Joe Biden's initial request. The measure signals a magnified U.S. commitment to thwart Russian President Vladimir Putin's bloody three-month-old invasion. The measure won bipartisan support. It contains $7 billion more than Biden's plan from last month, evenly divided between defense and humanitarian programs. Britain's defense ministry said Wednesday that Ukrainian forces have been successful in using drones to hit Russian air defenses and resupply vessels as Russia tries to reinforce a garrison on Snake Island. The ministry highlighted the importance of the site, saying if Russia is able to consolidate its position with strategic air defense and coastal defense cruise missiles, they could dominate the northwestern Black Sea. Russia launched missile attacks Tuesday on the Black Sea port of Odessa, Ukrainian officials said, as Moscow attempted to disrupt critical weapons shipments and supply lines into Ukraine in the 11th week of the grinding war. The United States and Russia need to talk to each other to try to put an end to the fighting in Ukraine, according to Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi on Wednesday, a day after meeting U.S. President Joe Biden. Draghi told a news conference that he and Biden recognized that the road to peace was very complicated, but he said everyone needed to make an effort to help Russia and Ukraine find an end to the conflict.